Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, welcome back after a busy summer.
I should say we had a wonderful summer for OSU, including the celebration of our Cambridge program, the 10-year anniversary in Cambridge, England, which was really terrific, and had a lot of great kids in the OSU choral group, about 42 strong. Performed all over Europe, including Notre Dame, and then for us at St. John's Chapel in Cambridge. So we're very busy this summer, but it's fun to be back.
Well, what a difference a year makes. Last year, students were returning to campus under 100-degree temperatures. This year, anything but, and how nice.
Yeah, we didn't like that last year, so we ordered up some better weather. It's hard on the electrical bill if it's 100.
Absolutely, and it's been really busy on campus of late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's back. It's at the change of class time. You'd think you're in the middle of New York City at lunchtime. But we had a great welcome week. You know, our student affairs area works hard to kind of introduce new students into OSU, as well as the returning students. We concluded the week with Friday's convocation, which was really a wonderful event. Had lots of faculty and staff show up, all in their academic regalia. The new head of our scholar development, Josh Ward, spoke to us. He has a degree, by the way, from Cambridge University as well as Oklahoma State. So I think it was a great way to kick off this 2013 fall.
And, of course, among those students returning to class, a lot of first-time OSU students. Tell us a little bit about the freshman class this year.
Well, it's a great group. It's just short of 4,000 strong. They have 17% of them are first-generation college students, which is particularly gratifying. They're a smart group. Nearly 30% have ACTs of 27 or higher, and 16% had 4-point grade averages in their high school. I think about almost 30% were in the top 10% of their high school class. Like last year, about 35% are from out of state. As you would expect, Texas is the majority of those, but they come really from 49 of the 50 states. You know what we're missing? Rhode Island. If anybody knows anybody from Rhode Island, maybe they could send them here with a good scholarship along the way. But Kansas and Missouri are second and third, respectively, and then comes California, and as I say, all the rest of the states except for Rhode Island, where we're going to have to go to work. And we're very proud that 25% of this class are minority students, so the diversity is great as well.
And finally, Burns, OSU continues to be recognized for its value among universities and colleges.
Yes, we're always pleased with that, because higher education is very expensive. It's also very important. I think a college degree is a passport to prosperity, and so we've very much want to provide a great education at a great value. And so once again, we made Forbes top 25 best value colleges, and the Princeton Review again ranked OSU as one of the best in the West. So I think we're, and both of those are based on academics and student input and other factors. Students, for example, will rank the accessibility of professors, the quality of life on campus in terms of residential and food and all the other things that are important. So if we can continue to provide a great education at a great value, the future is very bright for Oklahoma State and its students.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.